Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 103, recorded on October 14th, 2012.
I'm Brent Covlin.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And
we got
back
a special guest today, don't we, on the show? Who's that, Eric?
We do. We have Pause on Pause here. Yeah.
Hi. Are you gonna say hello, Pause?
Hello.
He looks scared.
What was that?
How's the camera? It's weird.
Awesome. So yeah, here we are with Pause on Pause, and we hung out with Pause and met him at Play On Con in Birmingham during the summer, and got to hang out with you and
play Cards Against Humanities with you.
Oh. Yes.
Good times.
Yeah.
Came all the way down or up. Down something from the north.
Down. Yeah.
From Canada.
So how's it up there in Canada? I hear you're maybe moving.
Yeah, I'm pretty busy right now. I'm actually going to be moving to BC here on the 27th. So I'm getting everything packed up and ready to go. So.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
What are you moving for?
Winnipeg sucks. That's what I was going to say.
Really?
Is that healthcare program they got? No.
Is it that it's cold?
Yeah, Winnipeg is kind of nicknamed Winterpeg for specific reasons because of all the snow and the really, really cold winters we get, so.
Okay. Yeah. It's already cold now, right? I mean,
yeah, like,
it's got to be.
Our heaters are finally turned on. Like, there's a week where I was, like, literally sleeping in my bed just to stay under the blankets. It was ridiculous.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I think we're down to 70 degrees today.
It's
hot today.
Yeah.
We also have some guests in the chat. Guests in the studio today. I'm gonna point cameras. We have Jono, and we have Pam.
Yay!
Hi, Pam. And so we've got a live studio audience today.
Live studio audience.
Live streaming audience.
Yes. And I guess we're gonna jump right into this sucker like it's a swimming pool made of Jell-O and spaghetti.
That's disgusting.
I mean, I would jump into that, probably.
I'm going to say I wouldn't jump into it.
Okay. Let's slither into it, then.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
We're journeys.
It's kind of a little creepy or something.
I was pulling out the Teemo voice.
Is that what it is?
Teemo.
I don't ever play Teemo, so I don't know what Teemo sounds like.
He's kind of like that.
Really?
All I know is the Teemo hat. I didn't know Teemo was like a hero or something.
He's a champion.
Oh,
in a different game, not this one.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything.
But someone has made the League of Legends map in Minecraft somewhere.
Oh,
They had to have, right?
Huh. Yeah. That's good.
Maybe not.
They need to.
Do you do the League of Legends, Pause?
Yeah. No, not at all.
No.
It's not my type of game. I find it boring, to be honest.
Ouch.
Hey, wow. There you go.
Sorry, I know you guys play it. I'm sorry.
No, I hate
it. Okay.
Worst game in the world. Very boring.
Yes.
I play WoW instead. Doing that Minecraft stuff. Speaking of all our sponsors this week, because we were speaking to them, we got a few this week, server sponsorships, so let's go ahead and talk about them. The first one here is from Cascade RP, role-playing server, jobs, races, classes, and more, which you can apply at www.cascaderp.com. Join soon for free VIP.
And next we have The Watershed. Again, you can go to mc-thewatershed.net. They have a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world, and they do YouTube adventures and lots more. So that's The Watershed.
Nice.
And of course, LordBones.com, weekly Minecraft videos featuring the power of kings, Eden, and tunnels through time. So go check them out at LordBones.com. And last but not least, this is the message we missed last week because they sent it an email instead from Ninjan.
and they want you to join their PvP survival and creative server at ninjan.homeserver.com.
And those are all the sponsors this week. No individual sponsors.
No individual sponsors?
No, but it could be because our show's been shut down for like a week.
That's
like,
true.
People may have thought we were gone, so why sponsor those guys? But we're working to get that back up. Actually, episode 101, I think, is up. Our host, where we had the episodes, actually turned off the permissions on them. Like, we cannot move them. We can't download them. We can't FTP them. We can't do anything with them. And I don't have the episodes. I got to get them from Eric, so we're working on that.
Yeah.
Luckily, one of the episodes they renamed instead of turning off the permission, so I was able to put that on our new host, which is actually MC Pro Hosting, which does Minecraft servers too. So they're going to actually start hosting our podcast files.
Yay!
So by the end of this week, we'll be all good and going. So that's good.
Excellent.
I kind of wanted to talk about that during housekeeping because I had something to throw in there.
We'll
too,
talk about it again.
But we'll do it again. But I noticed something cool about our first sponsor here from Cascade RP. It looks like Cascaderp. Cascade RP. Cascaderp.com. Anyway, that was just my speculation.
That is cool.
It's pretty awesome. So, pause.
Yo.
Let's talk about pause. Shall we?
Let's take a pause.
Yes. No. Take a pause.
Talk about pause.
So when did you start your channel?
May of last year, I believe.
May of last year.
Yeah. So just over a year ago now.
Wow.
That's some growth.
That is some growth.
Yeah, you're cool.
That's some girth.
And stuff.
You're at 180,000 subs, I think.
No, I think like 147,000, something like that.
Are you sure? You positive?
I believe what I hear a horse.
Is that a horse? That was pretty
cool. I heard a horse.
I think you're crazy. See what happens up there in the cold? You just hear horses out of the blue. Are you sure it wasn't a goat? Are you hearing other animals?
I'm scared. So you're part of Minecraft, the Minecraft server. Can you explain that? Because it seems like there's a lot of stuff going on in the Minecraft servers and... So what kind of stuff do you do on the server?
Me?
Yeah.
I do whatever. I personally, if I could, I just like to go mining all the time because I'm a really crappy builder, so.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we have like a lot of people who do like big builds and people like Ethu who do like the redstone stuff and everything on there. But I don't know. Everyone has like their own different style, and I think that's what's awesome about the server there is everyone brings something to it, so.
And how often do you add people to the server?
Not that often. Like before, Good was doing some contests to get people on, but not anymore. It's just like word of mouth now. Like we only invite certain people who are suggested basically by others. So,
okay. So I guess you probably get asked all the time. Hey, can I get on the server? Can I get on the server?
So what Eric is saying is, can we get on the server?
No, but really, can we? So what have you done this week? Like, what stuff are you working on your channel?
Right now, like for Minecraft, I was trying to get those wither skeleton skulls, and I was farming 6 because I'm trying to build like a little spotlight thing for this thing I'm building. It's called the Ultra Hardcore Monument right now, where basically, I don't know if you've watched any of the Ultra Hardcore Monument, or not Monument, but the Ultra Hardcore episodes or seasons.
You're on season 7?
Season 8 right now.
Eight. Wow.
But basically, I'm building a big monument where you put the faces of the winners in there. And so I was searching for wither skeletons for about 7 hours total just to get 6 skulls. It was ridiculous.
Wow. Nice.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But you're asking about joining the Minecraft server? There's an actual website that you can go to. It's canijointheminecraft.com.
Nice. I bet I know what it says.
That's pretty good. Oh, does it just say no?
It's one of those websites.
Yeah.
No, you may not join the Minecraft server.
Straight to Rickroll.
In the Skype there for you.
Awesome. Let's see here.
And I actually think I talked to Good about it. I think he said we could come on. I think tentatively he had agreed to that.
Speaking of Good, Good's coming up on, he's going to come back and be on the show.
Oh, sweet. When?
Next month.
Excellent.
Oh,
we're
going to
have video cameras working and get the feed out on the
Probably not. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, the last time we had Goot on, we were supposed to... He was all excited. He bought a new webcam for it, and then we ended up having technical difficulties and couldn't get the video onto YouTube. And he was like, I can't believe it! I did all that stuff, and you guys failed!
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so I checked this out. If you go to canijoinminecraft.com, and let's see what it says. Here's the website. I'm going to pull it up. There we go. Right there. If you're watching the video, then you'll be able to see what it says. If you're not watching the video, just go to canijoinminecraft.com and see for yourself.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I've been watching this Chivalry Medieval Warfare video that y'all did.
Oh, my God. That is so fun.
It looks like a fun game.
I think I'm going to like quit Minecraft just because of that game. That's how ridiculously addictive it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to play it.
Yeah. It comes out on the 16th, so you guys really should check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't NVIDIA playing?
Yeah, NVIDIA was playing. Like, everyone on the server got codes from the game developers themselves, so. And we got our own server and everything, so we're doing some stuff on there, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, sweet. We got to do it.
Is it like chopping off heads and blood? It's the game for you.
Setting houses on fire and stabbing people with spears. This is great stuff.
Yep. Chivalry, burning down villages.
Ah. I got a new name because of it, because there's a weapon in there that I like to poke people with. I'm officially Pocahontas because I'm also native in real life, so jerks.
Nice.
So what else have you been working on?
I played the new Walking Dead episode that came out on Tuesday there. That game is amazing.
I've been told I need to play that.
You guys really should. I don't know if you guys... Do you guys watch the show?
I do.
I don't.
It's coming out tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
New season.
I usually wait for a lot of them to come out and then watch them together, because I get mad when I have to wait a week for an episode. It just...
Yeah. I've same with me for Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Same with Eric with Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
They finally released all the...
I wait a good 35 years and then I go back and watch Cheers, you know. Yeah.
They just had a reunion on TV the other night. I was thinking of you, Eric.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got finished working my way through Doogie Howser recently, too, so I'm a little behind. Just a little.
That's weird. Maybe next week you can start on, like, Punky Brewster.
I was thinking about that. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Well, what else did you do this week besides watching old 80s shows?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Let's see here. What did I do?
Okay, Wes, what did you do?
I actually had a pretty rough week. My wife was out of town, so it was me and the kids. And by the time I actually sat down at the computer at night, I wanted to like zone out on things. So I did a lot of Guild Wars 2. I did do another Alan Wake chapter this week. Had a lot of fun with that. But other than that, it was zony things. It was Guild Wars 2. It was Plants vs. Zombies. It was... You know, things that I could sit there and watch TV and play at the same time.
Non-Minecraft stuff. I did play with the new snapshot because I was getting ready to do an anvil video all about the anvil. We'll talk about that a little bit later anyway. Things happened and I didn't make that video, but I did get some experience, some hand-on anvil action.
Nice.
And I like the anvil.
Are we going to get the last episode of Destiny soon?
Yes, okay. We will get that if not tomorrow, Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, sweet.
This
and
week,
then ships this week too.
Ships,
finally.
Unedited.
Oh, the mods.
Take some time to unedited do that unediting stuff.
Yeah.
So also in this week I've been doing like real life Minecraft stuff. I actually finally got the Minecraft Lego set in. I've been waiting for them to like go off, you know, out of stock or whatever.
Yeah.
And finally got them in. Here's the box for those people on the stream. The Legos are at home because I do have two kids, and they would have killed me if I tried to take them from them. So they were having fun this morning putting them together.
That's it.
Nice.
So it was a lot of fun. And they're regular Legos. Like, I thought they were going to be like some kind of weird different ones because they look weird in the pictures. But they're just the, you know, the one block ones for the most part. And the
I see some half slabs, like some full blocks and some halves.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But they're all legit Legos.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing specialty here, it doesn't look like.
Well, except, the Steve and the Creeper, there's an actual faces and stuff, so those are cool. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The rest of the time this week I've been spending just trying to get our show back on the air. I mean, our last hosts are just big old jerks. I'm calling them big old jerks. Because we would talk, and they'd be like, yeah, okay, we'll turn it back on. Just not these episodes. And then I would get an email that says, we turned it off again. And I'd be like, well, turn off this episode. And then they would turn it off and then turn everything off. And then finally, it's just like they're not responding at all anymore.
Yeah.
So I was really happy talking with the guys at MC Pro Hosting that they're helping us out. Got the server all set up. They're going to actually do some Minecraft servers for us, too. So.
Oh, sweet.
So that'll be a lot of cool stuff, because we've also not really sure what's going on with our Lethal Drive server, since Lethal Drive is merging into their parent host.
Yeah.
So I've been talking with Toasted Jelly a little bit to see what we can do to maybe move the maps and everything over to the new servers and what we need there, what people want. And we'll get a couple extra servers so we can do some more recording and have everything ready to go as well. So,
yeah, we need extra servers.
Maybe a PvP server. I don't know. These guys have sound like they'll do some cool stuff for us. So head on over there, mcprohosting.com.
.com.
And with that, I think we're going to move on.
Do it.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
I figure maybe I'll run
what?
Interference.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was kind of weird.
I know.
You could do the white noise.
Or something. Rhubarb, 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 rhubarb. Isn't that what you do for crowd noises?
Yeah. That's what they get a lot of the people in the background to say. It's just rhubarb over and over and
rhubarb,
over.
Rhubarb. Watermelon.
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb. Interesting.
Can't remember where I learned rhubarb. That.
Good little tips.
Rhubarb. Well, this week we got snapshots 12W41 A and B. In the midst of tweaking and bug fixing, the Minecraft devs are still finding time to add in new features. This week, Dinnerbone added anvils to the game to facilitate the enhanced repair system we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you've been playing with them, Eric. How are they?
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty neat. I mean, basically, you know, you can... wait, what are we talking about? The anvil? And okay, because I didn't really play with anything else other than the anvil. But you can rename items. You can merge enchantments. And also, it kills you if it falls on you, or you take damage.
which why is kind of an neat. Anvil falling on you?
Well, I mean, you can rig it up like a trap so it can fall on you. In fact,
like an old cartoon,
yeah, yes. Like Acme, you know, or something. Yeah. But like,
we need signs now.
Yeah. Seth Bling made some videos. He made a video where anvils are spawning above your head, and you try to dodge them. And it's, I don't know. Anyway,
so but they seem expensive here. 55 iron is that expensive to you guys?
Yeah, yes. You need like three blocks above and three blocks below, and then one bar in the middle.
Yeah,
it's really expensive, but it's fun to rename the items.
I mean, I was spawning everything, so I didn't, you know, I was just trying to play with it. But yeah, realistically, and the fact that I mean, you can lose your anvil too. It takes damage. Or it takes wear. I guess it's not really damage. So it can wear out, and then it's gone, and then it costs you another 55 iron ingots.
So, but I guess you don't need to make a bunch of anvils, right? You just need one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it placeable, or is it something you carry? I haven't seen it yet, so I'm asking dumb questions.
You place it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you can dig it up and carry it with you, and then
replace it? Yeah.
Yeah, because, it's like sand. It'll fall. So if you dig under it, it'll just... You know, fall down. So
because it's heavy.
Yeah, and it'll kill people.
So they also added the option to turn capes on and off in multiplayer, which
that's
we
cool.
talked about last week.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Yeah, are you gonna ever turn your cape off, Paws?
I don't have a cape. I wasn't at Minecon.
Wow, to rub the salt in that one.
Yeah. Eric. Oh man,
I was gonna go, but harsh. You know, I was very tiny and no one knew me, so I'd feel awkward.
Oh, for some reason. Are you going to France?
Yeah, I am.
Oh,
so jealous.
Yeah, we're not going to that, so.
Yeah, I am.
See, Good turned his cape off, but then I got really mad at him because it just didn't look like Good anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it has been over a year with the cape. I guess you get used to it.
Yeah.
Way too used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's almost like having a different skin.
But it's cool, like, for, you know, machinimas and shorts and filming, I guess, that you can do that.
So, with the option to turn them on and off, is there an option to change from cape to cape?
I'm sure with the, like, because they're giving something out this year for the people who are going to PlanetCon, right?
I assume another Kate.
To play on con? Here's hoping.
Play on con? Well, yeah. Everyone go to play on con next year. Only made my con.
Yeah. Yeah, we should give away capes for play on con.
That would
right?
be awesome. Yeah. I'll talk to him about it.
Okay.
MineCon, Alabama. Yeah,
how about if you listen to the Shaft, you get a cape?
That would be awesome, too. Be awesome.
Oh, okay. Oh, and by the way, you know, this was put in here because we were talking about this. Dinnerbone was in the chat room. Seth Bling, I believe, was here.
Yeah.
We were talking about turning capes on and off, and then the next week it happens?
Well, because Dinnerbone had tweeted that he was going to put that in.
Oh, so
that's
we were
why
talking,
we were
about,
talking
it?
About it. Yeah.
Oh.
You weren't here. You were
sick, I think, I was trying to make connections.
That was last week or the week before? Were you sick that week?
That was the, last week. I missed last week's, yeah.
Okay, that's a different week. Okay, anyway, so also XP can now be gained from breeding animals, and the 12W41B was dealing mostly with bugs. Anvil-related bugs.
Yes. Take that. Yeah.
I think if like you had no letters in the anvil, like with the very first jar, it would actually crash on like client side if you're on a server. So, but luckily, 41B came out. So,
oh yeah. Also, XP it makes the sound, the level up sound, every 5 levels instead of every 1 level, which is, I think it's a little weird.
Not having it every level.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why it's there. It's because it was too annoying having it every one level. But I think the fix here is not to delay the sound. It's to make the sound different, but still alert you that you've upped a level. You know, so I mean, imagine like if you're playing World of Warcraft, every 5 levels something amazing happens. So you're like, it's like, why is it only on 5? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It signifies something that I don't think is there.
See, was it the people who are like sitting at XP farms are getting annoyed? Because leveling up is not that fast when you're actually just killing mobs normally.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're sitting there throwing a bunch of bottle of enchanting and stuff like that, yeah, sure. But yeah, in normal
I could see if it was like, yeah, like you're saying, an XP farm, that could get annoying. But hey, you're using an XP farm, how about just be annoyed?
Yeah, just deal with it, right? Like, it's kind of cool, actually.
Like, I think when you're mining and stuff, I mean, it seems like it's, when you're lower level, it's a couple levels an hour, maybe more. That doesn't seem too much to me. I kind of like being told that I leveled.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of with Eric on this one. Every level. I say, put it back. Please. Okay, we also have more Xbox Live skins. 4J Studios and Microsoft announced this week that a third skin pack for Microsoft Xbox 360 Edition is on the way. This time, the skin pack features, among others, characters from Half-Life, Awesome Knots, and if you want to see screenshots,
Awesome
you can go
Knots,
to
really?
Microsoft's Play XBLA site, which we will link to in the show notes.
Sweet.
So, and we've had people writing in saying they want us to start doing an Xbox section or podcast or something. I don't. None of us actually really play on the Xbox, so we need someone. People send in stuff about it. We'll talk about it.
And I'm. Yeah, I mean, we're happy to cover stuff. We just don't. I mean, and really, the updating on it is so slow that you know we cover it when there's something to say. But other than that,
or just mail us all Xboxes, and then we'll start playing it.
Mail us Xboxes
with multiple controllers.
Yeah, I'm just afraid
playing on the controller is really awkward.
See, that's the thing. Like thumb finger man, like I'm not like I'd rather use a mouse. I don't know,
I am thumb finger man,
like, I'm afraid that I would just complain. And nobody wants to hear a dude complain about Minecraft on the Xbox. That's lame. So I'd just rather not say anything, you know.
So like, can you plug in like a USB keyboard to an Xbox?
I don't know, to be honest.
Like, why not? Like, to me, if they did that, they would just double their sales, because people are like, well, I can use it as a PC too.
Yeah.
You know, and it just...
No more.
Whatever. Yeah. Hire me. I'll make you money.
By the way, Baj and Good are in the chat room. Hello, Baj and Good.
Hey.
Hey, Baj.
Sweet.
What up?
Good. No one cares about Good. No one cares about him.
Good.
They just care about his cape. Let's talk more about his cape.
Yeah, exactly.
Cape.
Yeah, we miss your cape.
Yeah.
You got to keep that cape on, Good. Seriously.
Yeah.
And Baj, what are you doing next week? We need
guests. Or thumb finger man. Okay,
so also more awards for Mojang. Tobias tweeted that Minecraft had scooped Best Programming Award at the Korea Korea game. Is that Korean or Korea Games That's Conference 2012?
Probably Korean.
Minecraft successfully beat out Deus Ex.
Deus Ex?
That's how I call it. Human Revolution. Hey, are we going to have to get into Vista?
Hey, that's like, fine. You made fun of me then. I'll make fun of you now.
Deus okay. Ex. So they beat out Deus Ex, Human Revolution, Deus and Ex. Vista.
Microsoft Core,
Vista. Saints Row the Third, Sprinkle, and Warhammer 40K Space Marine to clinch the prestigious title.
There you go.
And make Wes laugh hysterically.
Yep. That's true. So, online multiplayer for Microsoft for Minecraft Pocket Edition.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Minecrafters Jokapa 3 and Entire.
Are you speaking in English?
I am.
Okay, just making sure. suddenly.
So they're kind of dissatisfied with Minecraft Pocket Edition, so they're working on a way to make online multiplayer just like the desktop version. And the progress is kind of slow right now, but the intent is to have a PC running the server, but without any alteration required to the game itself. So conceivably, you would use Pocket Edition to connect to an external server.
That'd be cool.
They're working on a modding API for the server software so people can build server-side mods and world edit variants and things like that.
Wow.
And basically what it would do is it would make Pocket Edition more like regular edition.
Yeah.
I support this decision. I think they're on the right track.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, any in the direction of the PC version is the right direction, right?
Yes.
I mean, you can't really go wrong. Just yes. What are you laughing about? Deus Ex?
No, I think one of the biggest gaming platforms in the world being, you know, a handheld, you know, mobile device, to make it more like a PC is absolutely the wrong choice to me. It's
I don't think build that's the a, game is it a bigger
to work
market?
With the platform. Mobile gaming?
Yeah. Is it bigger than PC platform?
I would think so.
Yeah, but I don't mean, know, like, if it's a fact. I guess it's not really a fact, right?
No, it's not really a fact because I don't know, but it makes a lot of money on, so...
Well, I know it's a big market,
because you can
but
sell it, like, if you're just going to sell a PC version of a game and then sell the same one on a mobile platform, I mean, that's kind of the problem with Minecraft on some of these platforms. It sucks playing it on this platform because it wasn't built to play on that platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking a PC version and throwing it onto a different system. Where the games like on iPad that really do well are the ones that were made for iPad and work with iPad's controls.
Right.
So to me, it's like, don't make it more like the PC version. Make it work with the handheld better.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Make the gameplay change to fit the device better.
The platform. Right.
It doesn't have to. Like, I would find it more fun to play a Minecraft variant that worked better on iPad or you know, any of the phone, touch device, than playing Minecraft, which I have already on PC, you know, and can play to my heart's content there.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
While I agree with you absolutely, I think having external servers for Minecraft Pocket Edition is a move in the right direction, whether or not you are designing for the handheld or the PC.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Architecture. Okay. So, yeah, that makes sense. And how about instead of recreating Minecraft with a mobile device, how about having some sort of add-on or some sort of supplement? Like, I keep going back to World of Warcraft, but it's a good example because they put out an app that is a supplement to World of Warcraft. It's not playing WoW on your phone. It is playing the auction house and doing all these little things.
Like pet battles.
Yeah, pet battles.
You can make a pet battles version that worked on a phone. And how great would that be for 99 cents to be able to now do your pet battles on the phone instead of in-game?
Your Minecraft farming. You handle your Minecraft farming when you're not playing Minecraft
on
your phone.
Or actually crafting, right? Like, how long does it take you to craft something in Minecraft? A few seconds? Now, what if it was something that took hours or days to craft?
Okay, well,
you'd probably want that on your phone, right? But imagine you could now import that thing into your game after having worked, say, 40 hours on creating this thing that is now ready to insert into your game. Would that be cool?
What if you could just organize your chests on your phone? And do it in game. You're waiting in line somewhere, and you're like, here, put all my wood in this chest and just start.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. What do you think, Paws? Are these awesome ideas, or do they suck?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of mobile gaming, so I'm kind of impartial to this.
Yeah.
Gaming should not be mobile. Well, I mean, like, it should be mobile, but not on the phone. The gaming for mobile devices need to really step up their game, no pun intended. But
because
hey. I mean, like, I like for Minecraft, I played it one day. It just didn't feel like Minecraft on the mobile edition. And same with the Xbox 360. Just using analog sticks is just, it doesn't feel right. It's not Minecraft.
Thumbfinger man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like
whatever that means, really.
Make boat races, right? For the Xbox or the Wii, either one, where you're racing and you can pick either Skeleton or your avatar or Steve or whoever, and they get a different boat or something to race. You know, it's like...
It's like kart. It's like kart races.
Yeah, it's like karts. It's like Mario Karts, but this is Minecraft boats, right? Yeah. And it's boat racing. Completely different game, but fun, right?
Yeah.
Just make it something fun related to Minecraft, and we'll buy it.
I like that.
So, also, in an interview with PC Gamer this week, Notch talked about the ambitions for his fledgling space sim, 10 to the Sea, as well as releasing another video of his progress. The goal is to have it feel a bit like Firefly, Notch said in an interview, adding that the adventure wouldn't consist so much of flying from A to B, but trying to do so and having to deal with issues that arise on the journey, such as repairing essential systems. However, Notch and Molstam, who are both working on developing the game, are remaining vague about the future of 10 to the Sea, especially since they're not presently sure of the direction they want to take. I don't know if y'all have been watching the weekly videos that Notch has been putting out, but it's looking like some cool stuff. Like, I think he had a soldier in the last video. It looked like the
TF2 soldier, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, it looks good. The lighting and stuff, the shooting the lasers and stuff. I mean, it looks like it could be kind of a cool game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, without any gameplay yet, you know, it's...
Well, isn't he just, like, we've talked about this, like, as a group on the Minecraft podcast. Like, right now, I think they're just showing, well, he's showing, like, the lighting effects, right?
Yes.
Because, I mean, like, he turned on, like, the computer, and it's just, like, flashing all these different colors, and then he stood back, you could see it, like, illuminating the entire room, so I thought that was really cool looking. You don't really see that in games, so...
Right, yeah.
I wonder if we'll start seeing some stuff pulled from these lighting tests and other tests into Minecraft. Do you think we'll start seeing that? Like Jeb looking over his shoulder going,
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Yeah. Why not, right? Are we going to start up our 10 to the Sea podcast soon?
Wes and I have been doing it for weeks now.
Oh, really?
You haven't been listening?
No.
Yep.
I don't know.
It's getting a little more traffic than our Scrolls podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So also, last but not least, in MindCon news, they are taking panel submissions over at Mojang.com. So head over there, and if you're, it's like last year, if you're attending and want to do a panel, you can go submit it there.
Yeah, do that.
Would you do a panel or anything like that, Paz?
I think we're trying to get one together for the Minecraft group, and cool. I'm going to be joining the IGN panel there as well with Gude and Doc.
Excellent.
Nice. Yep. Very nice. So
it's going to be exciting.
Are you going to stay extra long? I heard a lot of people are staying long.
I'm going to do that because, I mean, I don't want to, like, my flight is like $1,300. That's before taxes. So I don't want to just go out there for 2 days and then come back and just be like, can't really justify the price for that. So,
yeah, just 2 days, you know?
Yeah.
Minecon is so, it was so much fun last time. I wish it would have lasted longer.
Yeah.
But man, yeah, that's cool. You know, I didn't even know there was a Disney World in Paris. Is there another one somewhere else that I don't know about? Like
Japan.
Maybe
there's one in Florida.
there's one in Japan?
Yep.
No, you're lying.
No, there's a Disney World in
California.
There's Disney Japan, and there's also like three Disney parks in Japan.
There's probably there's probably one in India.
Somewhere in India.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, that place is huge.
No, there's no Disney.
That place
in India.
Is huge.
What about China?
Brent,
India? There's no registered Disney in China. Legitimate.
No registered.
There's probably a Disney.
It's Mouse
park.
Land.
It's probably right next
Come to
that.
Come to Mouse Land.
Next to that Warcraft park they've got over there.
Oh, jeez.
Their search engine, Google, just one more O.
Yeah. Google!
That's how we do. So, on your long flight over there, you know what you should do? Listen to an Audible book from Audible. And you can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft right now and get a free month trial with a free book. And they have over 100,000 submissions, So there's something for everyone and your friend. So if you need a gift for someone and you've been, what is that weird, strange gift that someone's going to love? It's an Audible.
I'll give them something free that will then charge a subscription.
Audible accounts.
And I'll say this about Audible. I don't like to read, but I like to be read too. So there's plenty of things on there to listen to. Sometimes it'll take you 20 to 40 hours to finish a book.
Yeah.
Some of those are really long, but they're easy to do when you're, you know, riding around, driving around in a gym, whatever, swimming in a pool with, you know,
flying to Minecraft.
Like waterproof earphones and a waterproof iPhone, and you're submerged in the sea and you want to listen to a book. You can do it. So go to audibletrial.com/ashaft or become Finger Thumb Man.
I am wrong, by the
thumb
way.
Thumb Finger Man.
I'm wrong, by the way.
What are you wrong about?
Hong Kong Disneyland. It exists.
Hey,
did not know it.
Hey, there you go.
Did you check India?
No, but I will right now.
Check Madagascar,
pretty,
too.
Pretty sure they've got the Cinderella's Taj Mahal.
Madagascar.
All right, so we'll go to the next one. Yeah.
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's no Disney India.
Okay.
Told you.
That's unfortunate.
So we've got one here. This one's from Spinner100, who wants to know, in your opinion, what's the best way to survive your first night? Now, he adds that he knows how to play. He just wants our opinion.
I think maybe Paul should answer this one. What do you think? What's the best way to
survive?
Dig a hole
and just wait it out. That's what I did my very first night. I was scared.
My first thing I do every time I log on is I look for cliffs. I make a beeline for cliffs because I want to find some coal on them. Okay, for some reason, I don't do the whole turning tree into charcoal thing. I'm old school. I have to find coal. That's what I do every first night.
And then he's got to make a perfect stranger's joke.
Yeah, that no one will get.
So my goal for the first day in every Minecraft game is to find a cliff, get some coal off of it, get a bunch of trees, make a door, put a hole in the face of the cliff, and then while the sun goes down, I dig in the face of the cliff.
Oh.
So there you have
it. That's pretty cool. So the first night, what I do is I like to build a castle. And I like to put a drawbridge, put a little moat, some lava.
You're not allowed to do creative mode or peaceful.
Oh, survival, right? Oh, well, I don't really play survival. I don't know.
Well, he never specified whether it could be in creative or survival.
Yeah. That's true.
But he does say, what's the best way to survive your first night? I think it's implied.
Just fine in creative. No one seemed to hurt me at all. I don't know.
What about you, Brent?
I usually build some form of house, like, real fast.
Do you just make it out of dirt?
No. Dirt and wood, whatever's lying around.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can knock down trees fast enough to get you a 3 high.
Yeah.
Really, 2 high, I guess, is what you need.
Yeah, just 2 high.
What do you do when the sun goes down? Do you wait or do you dig?
It depends. Usually I'll start digging, but it depends if I was smart enough to, like, get stuff to make me a pickaxe and...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've started over.
Yeah.
Unless you're in peaceful mode, then I guess it doesn't matter much either.
That's true.
Then you just keep playing. I started all fresh and new, so.
Yeah, it's like we were on some server, and it was night, and there was none of this, well, let's hide until day. We just killed stuff if it got near us. And built. Like, it wasn't... So, I don't know. This day, if I started over, I might not even worry about what's out there. I might just kill it if it comes near me and just keep building. Like, just on my merry way.
Yeah.
I think it's just... I think when you first start playing and you don't realize some of these things aren't that tough, you can kind of knock them away. And there's really not a ton out there to start with.
I don't know. Every time I play survival, I feel like as soon as the sun goes down, it just washes over me in waves. I think they're out to get me. I must smell.
They probably are. It's the gray hair.
So
I think surviving got so much easier with like the recent updates because like back then you wouldn't regenerate hearts. So
yeah,
you'd have to like actually build a legitimate place to stay out for the first night.
And now finding food is more dangerous than the mobs out there.
Yep.
So it's like, I need this first night to actually start looking for food and preparing.
Yeah.
Because I'll get my hearts back if they hit me. You know?
Yeah.
It's true.
And that is true. I'm more afraid of not having food than getting killed by a mob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Sounds legit.
And if you can't tell, we only got one listener contribution worth talking about this week, so we're yeah. extending it as long
yeah.
as we can.
Yeah, and we'll make the excavation station a little bit longer. How about that?
Okay.
I got some call.
That sounds great. Let's move on. Push the it button, Frank.
Excavation station.
All right, here we are. Excavation station.
It is. It's time for excavation station.
These are your ideas,
and,
people.
This really isn't for the broadcast, but Astrogali wanted to let people know their ideas this week really, really blew.
Yeah.
He said it's really sucked.
He said,
week,
I chose these, but they were the best of a huge crap load of terrible ideas, and everyone who listens to the show is an idiot and stupid.
Wait, get the buzzer ready.
That's how Astrogali feels about you, yeah. just so you know.
He way to be really honest there, Astra. Really.
And it does say not for broadcast. Please do not read this on air, guys. Whatever you do.
Not for broadcast.
We love you, Astra.
So our first one is from Nick Sawyer, and he wants ragdoll dead bodies. He says, I think there should be an option when the player mob dies, they go limp and have ragdoll physics. So then people could lift them up, push them, throw them, hide them in chests, things like that.
Or put them in their closets.
Sleep
hide
with
them,
in
their frame beds.
Hide them in a chest. That's creepy.
It is.
I'll see you later tonight.
No, I do think I do think it might be cool for there to be corpses for a little while.
Hey, Wes.
Yeah.
I have your corpse in my closet now. I keep it there. And it's locked in, so you can't get to it.
To be fair, you can put my head on your wall now, right?
That's true. Yeah.
So, I mean, really, what's the difference? You know?
Yeah. Now we have scarecrows.
I don't know.
Minecraft could become like a serial killer simulator, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just cutting off heads, putting them on your wall, hiding them dead bodies in chests.
Yeah.
Like the whole DayZ thing's catching on. And
yeah, I know.
Okay, so this one's here submitted by RC277227. Just like how going to Minecon gives you the capes, it should be that after having an account for 6 to 12 months, you can apply for a cape. So he wants basically the ability to apply for a cape. Like, what is applying for? Like, fill out something and, like, please give me a cape? Like,
It sounds like we were asking Paz earlier, like, can I please be on the Minecraft server? Like, can I please have a cape? You're going to have a billion capes and they're all going to be ridiculous, and I don't know, that's too much, you know. I mean, I see.
So, okay,
he
so
says
you're
apply.
Thinking they're saying, like, so you can kind of build your own cape. See, I was thinking maybe they would have one cape and then you apply for it, like, please give me that cape.
Well,
that makes more sense.
An application is probably like, you know, can I be in your guild? Well, sign up on the site, here's the application. That's what it sounds like sign up with this application, give all the specs and all this stuff,
yeah,
and then maybe Notch will say
stupid.
Yes or no. Yeah,
I think maybe something similar would be just after a year, give someone a cape. Or if you were in beta, give out capes to people who were in beta.
Yeah.
If people were in alpha, give them a cape and they were in alpha to show, hey, or,
well, now
you
that
for-
you can, yeah. Now that you can turn off capes, I do think that they should have more capes and you should have the ability to change capes.
Or maybe if you've done, like, say, a Minecraft podcast for 2 years, then maybe you can get
a special cape.
A special
and it's
cape.
A really easy logo.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
We've got it in high res, whatever res you need.
Does it have to be capes? Capes are ugly.
You
am
like
I the only one that thinks that, though? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, I like capes. I don't know. So you don't like it?
No, it looks silly when they're running. It's like they're trying to fly, but they can't.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a chicken trying to just lift off, but they just can't.
It's pretty starchy. But yeah, I mean, what else would you put in the game? Hats?
A pet?
Oh, a balloonicorn? Is that what they need?
A balloonicorn.
Yeah. I don't know, really, what else? Maybe like some spurs?
Should give him cufflinks.
Can't really see spurs.
You get chaps.
A monocle and a top hat. A tabard.
Tabard?
See, I think a tabard's kind of lame because it covers up every... Like, hey, I'm going to build this cool avatar. Let's cover it up.
Well, but I don't know. I mean, you can... If you can put it on
flags.
Or remove it, right?
Well, what if your
flags?
Cool avatar? What if your cool avatar had something on its back?
Like I like
you
this
run
flag
around
idea.
With a flag, and then you can plant it into the ground if you want to plant it. You can put it on top of your house.
So you can put it on
your
base, or
okay. So now castles would have flags, and you come walking around. And you're like, oh, that's so and so's castle.
I really
I
like this idea.
That'd be cool.
So then you could have factions and... Okay, I love it. All right,
and
so
if someone tears off your flag, then you lose flag football. So it's for you, Wes.
Sure.
No?
No. Okay. No, I think it went too far. But I did. I mean, I do like the idea of some kind of ban, but that sounds kind of moddy more than anything else. But, like, I do... I see no problem with there being like like if you were having a big Minecraft event and you wanted to offer a cape, I feel like Mojang should be willing to say, okay, mm-hmm. we'll set rules for how we're going to do personal capes for events.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to have more than 600 attendees. You have to, you know, blah, 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 that kind of stuff.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Flags, man. That's where it's at.
It's a good way to show that you showed your support.
That's right. So this next one here, I'm going to play a call, and you can call us and leave voicemail, 256-812-1010, and here it is.
Hello, this is ShadowGamer XP101 here with an excavation idea for the Shaft podcast. My idea is Zombie Town. Basically, it's to a certain amount of villagers get turned into zombies, it becomes a zombie town. Everything, all like all of a sudden become mossy and stuff. That's my idea. ShadowGamer XP 101 signing out.
So, a testificate town of zombies. I like it.
Yeah. Zombie town.
Zombie town.
It's like.
Maybe they'll put out an album like Owl City or.
Yeah. Zombie town.
I think that'd be cool because, I mean, every single village you go to always has like, you know, healthy villagers. It'd be cool to see a rundown one because of the zombie infestation.
Yeah. All right.
And then you go running in, think you're going to steal stuff from them, and they start attacking you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, like, what kind of stuff would you find in a zombie town? I guess the regular stuff, right? Because, I mean, they were human before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they're undead.
All their food, though, is probably, like, rotten.
Maybe just, like, they're storing brains.
Mm. Hey, and player heads, right? You'd see heads all over the place, maybe? Yes. I don't know.
Like, if they kill someone, they put their head in the chest.
And corpses in the chest.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And then there's, like, pikes with heads all around the town.
That'd be sweet. Okay. Yeah, all right. I didn't think that was such a horrible idea, Astrogolic.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the matter with you? Why do you hate our listeners? So this next one is from J.J. Wardy, and he wants creaking. I think that when you walk on one block thick wood, it should creak. And if there's a block under it, it shouldn't. And he thinks this is useful because you could have a one block thick walkway, and if mobs were going across it, you could hear them. So, and also, like, I don't necessarily think, like, a wooden floor in a house should creak if it's not lifted up off the ground. So I kind of agree with that. I think this is not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, but right.
Every step... so annoying.
Yeah, I don't know about every step. Some sort of, I mean, it would need to be randomized, you know, like 10 different pitches that are randomized, and, you know, just like gas are and all the, you know, mob sounds and stuff like that. So,
well, I mean, you can hear them walk right now. They make like a little squishy noise like the zombies do, and the skeletons make their little bone sounds that they, I don't know what the heck they do, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, Astrogolly, it appears that Pause on Pause agrees with you.
Yeah.
Buzzer there.
Sorry.
He's even buzzing people. That's weird.
Yeah.
Where'd that buzzing noise come from? You can stop buzzing him now, Pause. That's weird.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'd like it, just not every single step. There's so many annoying sounds right now.
Yeah.
Like a buzzer?
Like a buzzer, exactly. Like a
buzzer. So, also, Zookla wants a... Ariel and Thundar. Another 80s joke for you. Anyway, Thundar. More PvP weapons. They go on to say, I would like a wider selection of weapons for PvP servers. For example, a crossbow would be drawn and would stay loaded until fired, but would take longer to draw than a bow.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I like the crossbow.
More
and maybe the cross sword, like you could swing it and it would hit really hard, but then you couldn't swing it again very often.
New weapons in general would be cool.
And then the cross torch that would catch somebody on fire, but it wouldn't catch them on fire very often.
Cross torch. I love these.
What era of coding was it where they said no more weapons? Was that pre-Jeb? Because if it...
I think it was.
So there could be new weapons now. Like, before, I think it was Notch who said no more weapons at that point.
Yeah.
So, but now he's relinquished control.
Right, but he also... Didn't he, Notch, say no dragons, and then he put dragon in there?
No rideable dragons.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, no rideable dragons.
Right, right.
And that was, we learned that was because it's a horrible play experience to be going that fast and going into areas that haven't been generated yet.
Right.
But I do think that you could put in some PvP, some additional PvP items. You know, I think that there's a whole another dynamic to PvP.
Yeah,
servers.
I think so too. It's always just felt a little weak, like kind of waggling a sword at somebody. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem very like, I'm stabbing you. It's like, get away. You know, like I'm slapping.
It's like a slap fight.
Yeah. You know, it just, it doesn't seem accurate. It doesn't seem, you know, it just lacks something. I don't know. Substance.
Maybe
it blood?
Needs
Maybe y'all are missing.
Well, it doesn't really need blood.
Cubelets of blood spraying everywhere.
All this talking makes me want to go play Chivalry. Stop.
All right. That's cool. Let's get on to this next one here. This is a call.
Hi. Hello, the Shaft. I have an idea for excavation station. I thought that maybe you could use dyes on chickens. And it would give you different colored feathers. And then you could, in turn, make those feathers into arrows. And they would have special effects. Like red dye would make red feathers, which would make flame arrows. Like green dye would make poison arrows. Blue dye water arrows, and so on. But they would also have to make arrows harder to make, besides just flint and sticks. So, what do you guys think about this idea? Thank you. Bye.
That's cool, man. I like it.
I do, too.
I say just enchant arrows.
Give me the ability to make a headdress. I will be there with him.
Oh, a headdress. Nice. I like that. So different colored. Yeah, okay. So, okay, this all doesn't totally stink. It doesn't break out of the Minecraft universe and the idea of dying things and feathers and arrows. I mean, I think it works right in there. Let's see. Eplos says earth, wind, fire, arrows. Love it. All right.
Earth, wind, fire.
I mean,
last arrowbender. Wow.
But I mean, you are able to, like, you know, dip the point of an arrow in poison and then shoot someone, right?
Right.
But if they did that, they would have to make the dyes a little bit harder to get. So they'd have to, like, probably bring something new in for that because it'd be too easy.
Well, I think maybe you have to include a potion in it, some kind of potion. With the creation of the arrow.
Well, how about isn't this going rare drops? I mean,
you use arrows so fast when you're using a bow. I mean, it would have to be like 100 arrows, or it's just not worth the time. Like,
well, what if you have the enchantment where it infinite arrows or whatever?
Enchant your bow. Right, but then you don't have any arrows to enchant.
Well, you just have one.
And so you would enchant it once and get that effect for the rest of your life. So that seems a little kind of overpowering then.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. How about the drop rate of feathers that are dyed is reduced? Like, say, I go to a chicken and tap orange dye on them.
How about we just leave the enchants on the bow and not the arrows?
Yeah, it'd be a little
because I think that
cleaner.
There's a lot of room for good adventure map material with enchanted arrows.
But why not enchanted boots or enchanted
I'm all
flags
for that too.
I mean, but I'm saying that you already have a way to enchant that weapon.
Yeah.
Your bow and arrow. You enchant your bow. Now your arrows are enchanted as well with whatever effects are on that bow. So why do we need a secondary enchant on something that's already enchanted?
I don't know. Why can you get a +5 arrow in D&D and have a
because
+5 bow?
Because that's D&D and no one plays it anymore.
Nuh-uh.
I think that's more elegant design. It's less to think about and just, you know, just enchant the bow. I'm down with that.
Meh. I like the enchanted arrow is better than the enchanted bow.
So 2-1. So all right, pause. You're the tiebreaker.
Oh,
possibly.
Well, it sounds like he
buzzed. Or he might be the tie maker. So what do you think?
I buzzed it apparently. So.
So you don't
sorry.
Like it? You apparently buzzed it. Well, that was cool. All right. What's next?
That's it.
I was a recent D&D player too. So don't think I'm hating on D&D. That was a joke. Yeah. Jokes, people.
Aren't you still playing your...
No, I stopped playing 4E a little while ago.
Game?
No. Not 4D? 4E. No. I stopped in February. I just really haven't had time to do it.
Yeah, I understand. So.
True.
Oh, my God.
Anyway...
Are you going to push the button?
No, because I was going to do an ad.
All right.
Sightings. It's so beautiful. Oh my god. It's so intense.
I was going to do awesome. An ad, but then I realized it was the wrong segment.
Yes.
So I'm going to wait. First here we have a video. This is the Minecraft Environmentalist. It's a mild, not safe for work warning for sexual imagery.
I didn't see any. I watched the whole thing. But anyway.
In this animated short by College Humor, one Minecrafter finds himself on the receiving end of a protest from a group of people who want to save the local environment.
So this is pretty funny. It's like hippies and like it's College Humor, so it's kind of a laugh a second kind of pace, and it's funny and well done, well scripted. But is this the first Minecraft comedy from College Humor? Because it seems really late if it
is. I think I've seen some like some spoof commercials and stuff like that that have had Minecraft stuff in them.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
This is like their first one that's like focused
fully
on
animated.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's worth a watch for sure. Good stuff.
So next we have a mod. This is a client-side death counter, and this is submitted by Milbeeful, and it does require a mod loader. And the reason we tell people that is because mod loader, you know, like installing it is not easy. So to some. This handy little mod by Orthone keeps track of player deaths on a server and displays them in the HUD for easy referencing, and this is great for live streaming. So
and YouTubing, because I mean I know Orthone, she's a mod in my stream, and nice. Apparently Good and BWO are going to be using it for one of their series coming up, if I'm not mistaken.
Some Vex stuff, probably.
Yeah, Vex stuff is definitely what it's used for, because you just die over and over in those type of maps. So
well, I thought about using it in dropper maps, right?
That'd be good too. Yeah,
and the next wing of the library. By the way, happy birthday, Ron Smalek, who made
it's
the library
today?
Yesterday.
Oh,
but close enough. Happy birthday, dude!
And 2 days ago, after this actually airs.
Yes.
Oh well.
So happy birthday.
Yeah, and he's working on a new map too. That looks really freaking cool. So yeah, the death counter, so awesome. So you're gonna probably see a ton of people use this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tons. Literally tons. 2,000 people.
Yeah.
Okay, now everybody's seen it. Everybody's done it. Everybody loves it. Minecraft. Papercraft. Now there's a website devoted just to this lovely stuff. So we'll link to it in the show notes, Minecraft Papercraft, so you can even give them your username and do Papercraft of your own with your own avatar.
Yeah.
Indeed. Next, we've got a mod. This is called Farm Craftery. This requires Minecraft Forge. If you consider yourself to be more of a farmer than a miner, then this mod might be for you. Comic Restrolution? Comic Restrolutions. Farm Craftery mod adds 15 seeds and crops to Minecraft and a ton of new recipes so that you can be bountiful in your harvest.
This thing is crazy. I haven't played it. I looked at it, but it's like a whole huge... you know, mod. I mean, it's a whole new game, farming.
Well, now your wish may come true, Wes, with this next one here. It's a mod, The Legend of Notch, or Talon. And this was, this requires Minecraft Forge, T-L-O-N.
Talon. Oh.
Yeah.
You see, gotcha.
Anyway, Notch always planned for Minecraft to be an RPG of sorts, apparently. That's what they say here. And this mod makes it happen with a 30-quest storyline, plus 110 new weapons, all different types of arrows for Wes, 50 new mobs, and a heck of a lot more besides.
Let's play this. This sounds like fun.
It looks
Can you
really
do it
cool.
multiplayer?
It's like, I don't know.
110 weapons, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of depth to it.
They might be like pre-designed enchanted things, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I don't know. I mean,
but 50 new mobs. That's awesome.
I mean, if you're looking for something to do,
there's ice weapons, nature weapons, rusty, mystic, divine, arcane, apocalyptic, and infinity weapons.
Nice.
New armors, a buggy quest GUI.
A buggy quest GUI?
Oh, those are my favorite.
I think you ride in a buggy. I think you ride in a
buggy. Glad we know about that.
Do you ride in a buggy?
Oh, no, wait. It's a buggy quest GUI. I got it.
It's got like. Spiders. And
it's a quest GUI with lots of bugs in it,
like crickets and stuff.
20 new mobs, 75 levels.
Only 20 new mobs?
Currency.
They got extra skins on some
bosses.
Of them. So that sounds like 50. So yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I would like to do that multiplayer. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's not suitable for Let's Plays because the king did despawn in the last session I played. There are also so many bugs left. For example, stats get reset. Why would he say this about his own mod? That's so.
He's an honest guy. And thing is, you can edit around the bugs, people.
Edit
your videos.
Yeah, edit your Let's Plays, dadgummit.
Cool. Well, that's pretty sweet. You know what also is sweet? Is I've been watching Alphas. Is anybody watching that? I know it's a little older.
My wife older.
Yeah.
It's in their second season.
Well, it's second season now. I'm watching the first season. Okay, so it's still relevant because it's on. But so I'm watching the first season on Netflix. And the reason I bring this up is because you can support the show and get yourself a free trial if you go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. And check out Alphas if you're into superheroes, but not cheesy, over-the-top superheroes. Like, more realistic, you know.
My wife loves it.
Kind of a feel.
She told me I need to watch
it. Oh, it's really good. It's got really good, like, sci-fi elements and ideas, and it's fresh.
And I've been watching Parks and Rec. Parks and Recreation. I love shows without laugh tracks, and this is that and Community are just the two funniest things on TV right now.
Community is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Parks and Rec, like, when you first start watching it, it starts off like a painful, like, Ben Stiller, oh, my God, comedy.
That's why I stopped. I watched the first episode. I don't know.
It gets over that pretty quick.
Okay.
They evolve out of that really quick, and I'm watching the fourth season right now, and it is hilarious.
Okay. I'll give it
another
try. I
am literally laughing out loud when I watch it.
Literally. Also, check out Indie Game the Movie. Have you guys seen this? It was $10 on Steam. Remember that? Have you seen it? Pause.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah, and it's on Netflix now.
Is it?
Yeah. So, sorry to everybody.
Not in Canada, though.
It's American only. It's a documentary that follows several independent or indie game developers, and one of the biggest ones is Super Meat Boy, and it shows behind the scenes of those guys waiting for it to be released on XBLA, and all of the concerns they had with the game. And anyway, it's the best look at behind the scenes in the indie game realm than you'll probably ever get it without actually being there. It's really awesome. But so check that out if you have Netflix. If you don't, please sign up under us. It is definitely supporting us. And again, that's netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
So you were watching Cheers and Doogie Howser. What's the next classic TV you're going to?
I'm probably
going
to do
Quantum Leap.
A-Team. I might go up into the 90s and do Frasier. I never watched Frasier, but I want to. I want to check it. Is it bad? Is it horrible?
I didn't like it.
Maybe you should go to MacGyver.
I'll taste it out. I'll do a little taste test.
MacGyver. I just logged into my account just to kind of look at what the top 10 were for me. But apparently, my kids have been watching a lot. So Phineas and Ferb's.
Are your kids watching MacGyver?
No.
Okay, that would be a little weird.
They're watching The Simpsons. Am I a horrible parent?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Netflix.com/deadworkersparty, and you can ruin your kids, too.
Nice.
Actually, there's one really good show on there that I just finished watching, Freaks and Geeks. It only has one season, though.
Oh, I loved it.
It was so good.
Oh, that is
it's like
excellent.
The Judd Apatow breeding ground. Is that what it was?
And the drummer is on How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Jason Segel.
Yeah. I'm watching those too, actually, from season one. I missed that a while.
It's weird because like it was canceled early because its ratings weren't doing well. But it's actually like top 100 shows to watch of all time in like magazines and on multiple websites as well. So,
Oh yeah,
all the best shows get canceled.
Yeah, it's weird like that. Firefly for one.
Jericho.
Firefly. Kitchen Confidential.
Jericho got canceled twice. It was so good.
Kitchen Confidential was one of the no laugh track comedy. Hilarious, amazing, lasted 6 episodes.
Wonderfalls.
Yeah, Breaking Good. The story about a meth cook that in the secret life he tried to be a teacher and tried to help people and it's
and
pretty
cure
good.
Cancer.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Just check that out. All right, so let's get into something else here that is called. Oh, oh, oh! There's someone knocking. Is somebody at your door, Paws?
No, I don't think so.
Come in.
Housekeeping.
Hey, there she is.
Housekeeping.
We got a lot of dirt here. You can start over there around Brent. He's got a lot of crumbs.
Clean up your own junk.
He's got a lot of crumbs.
Mean for Bilo? I have towels.
And today's housekeeping, we are basically, I was going to mention, you know, mention the host problems that we're having. And the reason, you know, you can't get episode 100 and 101 and people...
Or 102.
Oh, 102.
You can't get any of them right now. You can't get one through 102. None of them.
Dang.
They shut us off, cut it off completely.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. And it's due to the high volume.
And you probably can't get Core Elements episode. Probably can't get anything, can you?
Can't get anything. Yeah. No. It's just the shaft right
Oh,
now.
It's just the shaft? Just the shaft. Oh, Core Elements is still up? Sweet.
Oh, yeah. So here's a call that we got... That talks about this. Here it is.
Hi, guys. I heard y'all talking about your host having problems with the high volume starting with episode 100. Actually, it coincides with the iOS 6 release, and there's a bug with podcast downloading. No Agenda was talking about it, that the iOS 6 devices are downloading the same podcast multiple times. It would get completely done and then restart downloading. So that may have something to do with it. You may talk to your host about that. Thanks.
So I did not know about that bug. I know that it doesn't have anything to do with us because we know for sure we've been, you know, our host shut us down. But if there's bugs and things with the new podcast,
okay. Well, give me a call.
Is that the maid?
Be loud.
Let's see. I have an app called Downcast. If you're finding the podcast app that comes with Apple to be kind of crappy, and I do think it's crappy, try out Downcast. I don't have anything to do with it. They're not a sponsor, but I use it. It's really nice. So there you go. There's a tip.
But yeah. So if you want, now one thing you can do is if you want to listen to the episodes, almost every single one of them is still on YouTube. Right?
Yeah. No,
I actually tried to figure out a way to use YouTube to create an RSS feed, which is possible, but Apple has changed something now. They used to let you basically download files in any old manner, but now they've done something where you have to basically download the whole thing or something. It's something weird that some servers are actually dropping their users on podcasts because their servers don't work that way.
Yeah.
And they've got to do some changes to do it.
Huh.
YouTube videos are basically that way. So, like, when I tried to submit it to Apple, Apple gave some weird message, and that's when I found out about that issue. But we do have a video feed now. If you check our Twitter, it's on there somewhere. I put it there. So you can see, you can just put that in your RSS feed reader or watcher.
Cool.
Listener. Yeah. And get the videos.
Yeah.
True.
But it's all there.
Yeah.
You can find it.
I mean, we're working on it. Brent's working on it.
Yeah.
I'm just watching him work on it.
Yeah. I'm cheering him on in a silent, kind of non-cheery way.
It is a super non-cheery way. It needs a little music to help us pass the time away.
So pause.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's on the horizon? You doing anything fantastic over the next couple of months?
Aside from moving, not really. I'm not excited for moving. Sucks.
When you get down to DC, are you going to lobby for video games? Is that what you're going to do? Video game lobbyist?
Mm-hmm.
Working for the EFF?
And don't get stabbed. Like, DC's a dangerous place.
Yeah.
I'll try not to get stabbed. I can't promise anything because, people can stab me if they want, but...
Might need to, like, arm yourself with, like, a sword or something.
Yeah. Or maybe some frost arrows.
Yeah, some frost arrows.
What DC's what, like...
DC. I'm moving to BC, British Columbia, not DC. DC is too scary for me.
Washington, DC.
I thought you were coming to the U.S.
Yeah, we heard BC.
Why would I want to move to the U.S.? Canada's awesome.
I don't know. Yeah, you have awesome health care out there.
Yeah,
why,
exactly.
Why get rid of that?
You guys seem to be afraid of for some reason.
No, we're getting it. We
find
it
intimidating.
Is BC warmer?
Yeah, it is. Like, for winter-wise, it is. There's not as much snow there. It's going to be awesome.
Do they speak more French there?
Good God, no. French people scare me.
Oh. So, okay. Well, cool. That sounds pretty excellent. And so he'll be significantly more than 10 hours away from us, is what...
Yeah, so Brent, next year when I go to PlanetCon, it'll be even a further flight for me.
Nice.
So, and just some things, you know, to make you feel at home there, your spirit bear is the mammal, the provincial mammal for BC.
Oh, the spirit bear?
The spirit bear. It's like the drop bear.
Why you gotta bring up spirit bears? Is it because I'm native?
No. Also, the Pacific dogwood is the provincial flower in BC.
Yeah.
These are all good things. And everyone should look up drop bears. I don't know if you're familiar with it. They're savage, large koalas. A drop out of trees on your head.
Yes.
We learned about it the other night while we were playing LOL.
LOL. And also, go to youtube.com/pauseandpause or twitter.com/pauseandpause. Ziz.
Yeah. Pause and pause. Because someone has pause and pause, that jerk.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's terrible. You should sue them.
I tried to buy the website from him, but he wouldn't sell it. He was doing app reviews, and he was getting nothing. So I was like, hey, I'll buy it from you. Come on. No response.
God, what a loser.
It's all right.
We need to shoot him with arrows.
They're hoping. And they're gonna offer to sell it to you when you have 1 million subscribers, which is what, next week? 2 weeks from now?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. No, not at all.
You never know. You never know. Especially now that you've done this show.
Yeah.
I'm running.
Well,
like
with
a crazy rhymer.
We'll see you guys next week. It's been a hoot.
Don't pollute.
Salute.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hello, this is Lore4697. I had this funny little story. Me and my brother and the family were playing apples to apples, and the green card was monstrous, and I picked up the three cards, and the card my brother put down was turkey pasties. Just a little reference to the Carlton song from 50. It was so funny. I couldn't even read the card. Just share the story with everyone else. See if you guys enjoyed it. And good job with the podcast tonight.
Dead Workers Party Network. Nothing comes between me and the Shaft.